This is a message from Rodolfo Marosi Guareschi. I'm Rodolfo. Many of you know me, others not at all. If this message, which I recorded only in one language, will be transmitted, some serious unexpected event will have happened and prevents me from communicating otherwise and from moving. I could be anywhere and in any country, ill or prisoner. If not, this message wouldn't ever have been sent. But don't think of me. Inquire about Holo's global system, about the Republic of the Earth and the Dana currency. Holo's means a whole together. Global means overall. Holo's global system means overall system of the whole together. Republic of the Earth means the public thing of planet Earth. Dana means money, currency and also thought. I've always lived to change the world. This aim rose from the shame of having not done enough for who is in a worse situation. The people that have worked with me will reply to any request for explanations. But before asking, read properly. If not, you won't understand each other. I think the ideas, the plans, and the resources made available should be sufficient in order to face all the most felt problems of humanity. Who made them available didn't agree very much. Then he convinced himself, even if on certain conditions. Above all, the one to use the resources in order to solve the problem and not to worsen it. The fundamental problems are 29. More energy, water, food, health, knowledge, work and production, and real democracy are necessary. A worldwide government directly elected by the inhabitants of the planet is necessary. A currency with a stable purchase power is necessary. Peace is necessary. Indeed, above all, peace. And so on, other problems, other necessities. And it's possible to reply promptly to these necessities. Equally distributed energy can be increased. Each human being can be given sufficient water. Food and help can be given to those suffering from hunger and who need to be able to produce what they need. All the illnesses we know can be treated. What's needed is just to decide to do it. Those who don't know how to write and read can be taught how to do it. The truth about what happens and the reasons why it happens can be made known. Concrete popular sovereignty can be achieved by means of the election of the Republic of the Earth, a government without state. I know it's difficult to understand this particularity, because we're used to think of a government as a government of the state. I would like to remind that states weren't born from peoples, but from kings. All the existing states were born as monarchies or colonies of monarchies. No people or majority of people have ever formed a state. Lots of peoples changed already existing states. I don't believe in anarchies, but in order. Even so, states have always made disorder. Who made wars? Isn't war among human beings the worst disorder? The state has the aim of becoming established, not the one of making the people feel better. For the state, the people's well-being is only a means in order to justify its existence, a way of gaining consent. With the Republic of the Earth, one restarts in a completely different way. Power is of the Earth's population, and the worldwide government is a means for freedom, well-being, development, and solidarity among peoples. That way, the majority of the governors will be elected by those three-quarters of humanity living worse, and will have the authority to decide how to really face, first of all, poverty, ignorance, meant as ignorance, and all the other problems of the majority of the people. Read the Constitution of the Republic of the Earth. The fundamental principles, it wasn't me who invented them, in order to live together in peace and ways to make them concrete, are stated in 12 articles. A worldwide currency with a value, stable in time, indeed, with an increase in value instead of a diminishing one, is possible. Dana is the currency of the Republic of the Earth. It's assigned in equal parts among all the inhabitants of the Earth aged at least 16. With Dana, the spread of wealth will be possible. Today, the 1% of you owns more than half the entire world's wealth. How can you think of being free from need if this situation doesn't change? Just think of it. The 30th problem faced by Holo's global system is Kayamara.
Of this one, I will only tell you the name. Discover the meaning by yourselves. I just want to say to you that past and present are inside each one of you. You will build your future by discovering this simple reality. Do it together. Together, you will have the authority and the authoritativeness to overcome each hegemony, each weapon, each other power. Do it without violence. Always. Maybe we will hear from each other again, even if it's not so necessary anymore. You have, you can have, all you need. Now it's your turn. Your will, your intelligence, your humanity, and your strength are needed. Strength, not violence, not egoism, not envy. Love each other. Now you can and have to be.